Hello, hello. We want to talk to you about the Make It Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Barkley.
And I'm your host, Nicholas Bugs. And Chris, this is something I love to talk about. Let's get at it.
Yeah, the Make It Podcast. You know, it's a lot more than just a podcast about film and filmmakers. It's a podcast, Nick, about me and you as well. So we educate, we entertain, we inspire, and it is circled around film a little bit, but we really have a lot of fun.
We do, man. It's a great time. Is when we record, it's like the best part of my week. And I will tell you, the guests are amazing.
Guests are amazing. Segments are amazing. We segment out the whole show. We teach you things in a fun way. Audience polls, things we should know, trivia, all sorts of things to brighten your day and leave you a little happier than before you started listening.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like you always say, we bat 1,000, not only with our guests, but just with having a good time doing what we do because we care. We care a lot about our audience. We care a lot about our guests, and we care a lot about this industry that we're in, the creative industry.
That's right. It's already hard enough to make it as a creative. So give yourself a little advantage and listen to the Make It Podcast. You can find us on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And once you're there, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Yeah, man, for sure. And as we always say, come to the Make It Podcast where you can be better, be creative, be engaged.
And thank you for listening, guys.
It's time for real talk and dope conversations. Talk and dope conversations. For the Talk My Credo podcast.
I seem like forever since we've done this. Yo, 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 what is up, everybody? We are back in this thing. Welcome to another episode of the Talk My Credo podcast. I'm your boy Dante here with my fam in the building. Dita Gray is here. Nasu Naru is here. KT is here. P. Shaw is here. And Welcome in, everybody. It is good to have y'all. Good to see everyone again. Everyone is alive and breathing and not kidnapped by Mormons. Okay, that's an inside joke that we will just let KT tell the story here on a segment that we will introduce to you guys very soon. If you guys are listening, please be sure to do us a solid. Be sure to like, share, comment, subscribe. All that good stuff. We're on all your video platforms. We're on all your streaming platforms. So be sure to share and give us a rating. Go ahead and give us a rating while you're at it. So we appreciate you guys being here. So, man, it's been a few weeks since we've gathered like this, since we had a great encounter for the part one of the 200th episode special. So, P. Shaw, how you doing, man? How you been? It's still weird to see you without a beard. I ain't gonna hold you.
Look, who you talking about? And then having to cut it and maintain it. Don't zoom in on me. You know what I mean?
I won't.
Look, I already know I look like a Ninja Turtle. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But at least I got dimples. I got two of them, four of them. You know what I'm saying? So everybody don't have two dimples. They just got that one piece that's real deep. But
true,
it's there. So nonetheless, man, look. Hopefully it go back the healthy way. You know, stress, life, mental health is serious, but you know, I'm gonna get back where I need to be. I'm gonna take my vitamins. I'm gonna do my oils. They gonna give me a facial soon, so we gonna get all this stuff together. And yeah, man, hey, time to get my Rick Ross on.
That's what's up. D the Gray, what is going on? How you been?
Been great.
That's what's up. It is, I've been submitting a lot of our content to different people, just to some people I know, honestly, and some people I didn't know, just trying to, you know, hey, check this out, feedback, blah, 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 blah. And people are loving you, girl. It is great. It is great because I feel like I get credit too. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's my girl. That's my girl. I told you.
Well, thank you, Dante. That's good. I'm adjusting to being on camera. I like running my mouth, but just being on camera is adjustment. So thank you. And any feedback anybody has, I'm willing to take it. My family gives me the business. So I'm working on a lot of things.
Yes. No, people really like you. They really like you.
So. Well, good. Thank y'all. I love y'all.
Yeah, so my too. Brother from another, Nasu Nuru, is back in New Jersey because he said he drove 16 hours to be down here with us. And that number will increase every time I mention it. But it is a feat nonetheless. We started at like 10, but we're at like 16 now. Nas, what's going on, man? How you doing? How you feeling? Life and all that great stuff. What's going on?
NBA playoffs is on. That's why my face is this way. But at the same time, we want you, the audience, to be this way. We want you to be on your phone, your laptop, anywhere that this show is on. Hit these buttons, like, subscribe. That's all we can really ask you to do. We have some great topics for you today. I think 200 was a great example of what can happen when you have a lot of us around each other in one place. And we just want to try to see if we can capitalize off of that. And when we say capitalize, yes, we are talking about money, and those things will happen very soon. So don't worry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully we have everybody on board. So KT, how are you? Because you had a very interesting weekend. You was almost kidnapped off the street. And I just need to check your mental health right now. Okay. How are you doing, boo boo?
I got a little PTSD, but I'm working it out, you know. I'm surviving.
Okay.
You know, I'm a survivor.
All I'm saying is, if we had to break into some church like on Martin, and we see you in some robe and your hair all disheveled and everything, and you talking like
singing in the background,
yeah, and and you are in the Church of Latter-day Saints, like you know, Lord, that just mercy. Wasn't on the bingo card. That wasn't on the bingo card.
It was not.
We coming to bust you out, girl. Hell no. We coming in there just like the Martin crew. We coming to bust you out.
What if she was being more, what's that woman's name? Monique than KT. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all remember the classic movie?
Not really.
Roscoe Jenkins. Okay. Anytime there's someone named Jenkins. You can't trust that. But Roscoe Jenkins. Yeah, I know what happened to Martin when he called out Monique for the things she likes to do. How do you know if these Mormon men wasn't dark-skinned men with gray sweatpants the way that KT likes it? You don't know.
They
talking about, I'm getting
white. I see baby sweatpants.
Boys, they were like high school, college age. Hell no.
Sure.
Oh, high school, college age.
That's still illegal. That's still illegal.
It's not legal for me.
I just want to know, what black Mormon have you ever seen? Just what Mormon or of color have you ever seen? Ever. Because according to them, we are under the curse of Ham. We're cursed. we're cursed.
The curse of Ham that's what is
crazy. Jesus speaks it.
That's what they
Jesus speaks it.
So curse of Ham. So
they say we can't hold positions of ministry. They held that belief until the 70s. Y'all are 50 years removed of even saying that we could be ministers or anything more.
Hold on, other than say that?
Sheep. Yes.
Yes. Hey, hold on, no. I'm asking because I never heard that. That's wild because Mormons be in the hood more than any other religion. I'm talking about just knee deep walking around the hood, just asking, do you love them? Do you need them in your life? Here's a pamphlet. That's wild.
The pamphlet, because this is just like the first wave of feminism. It's just white women wanted black women on their side only to increase numbers, only for representation, not because they wanted to give black women a voice. This is the same way. So, quick, fun fact. From 1852 to 1978, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints banned men of Black African descent from his priesthood and prohibited Black women and men from participating in saving temple ordinances. In other words, you can hold any type of position. You can come to church, sure. Y'all remember those white pastors we talked about where they talked about Black culture and what Black people have to do? You have to get under a white pastor and you have to repudiate your culture and your lineage and stuff. It's that vibe. You can come in, sit down, learn from us, because learning from us will save you, will lead you to our salvation, but you can't do anything else because you dirty Black. So, yeah.
Bestial Black man, all that stuff. That's crazy. So now we got to do some reverse Susan B. Anthony thing and be like, ain't I a Christian? Ain't I a Christian? That's what we got to do when we at the meeting now. Walk up to him.
I would say not even go to the meeting. No, I'm not going to your meeting because.
That's wild.
Okay, more fun fact. 1978, what caused this to end was the president had a revelation. And that's
what was
how
the revelation.
The revelation was that, well, Black people can be ministers. They can do these things and be used by God, and they are worthy. But they had to have a revelation for that to happen. So I was like, so you mean to tell me that the God that you serve had you believe this about Black people until he basically, oh, hey, in 1978, oh, you know what? That's way past the civil rights movement. Y'all know that, right? That's almost a decade removed from the civil rights movement. But God then came down and told someone, oh, you know, Black people can't be ministers.
Maybe the Bob Cloud. Was that around the time of the Bob Cloud?
It was around, yeah. I think that's what it was.
I'm shouting out Jimmy Carter.
I think so.
Thank you. Rest in peace, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, from what I've read in my life, he seemed like a decent man. People didn't like him. And when people don't like him, which is don't like you, usually you're done doing some stuff that don't be liking. So you know what? I'm going to shout you out, Jimmy Carter. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. Appreciate that.
Yes. So that is why there is a very, 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 very low Black membership within, I think in the U.S. is like 1% of Black people are
now,
part
Lyndon
of this
B.
church.
Johnson, I don't know about you yet because this voting right thing that we're going to be talking about, this is the...
You know... We definitely gonna touch in on it. So let's go ahead and deal with some shenanigans. How many of y'all have ever flew on Spirit? Any of y'all flew Spirit Airlines? I've flown Spirit a couple of times.
So I drive human.
You know,
I need leg room.
Yeah, they sitting in your lap.
Well, I had plenty leg room, so I loved it.
Well, here's the thing. I had leg room, too, but I was literally sitting beside the engine of the plane. I felt like I was in the very back. This was, like I said, I flew on Spirit a couple of times. And, yeah, each time it was like, you know, this is cheap, and I see why it's cheap. Because, yeah, you are just getting the plane. That's it. You just get on something that is able to fly legally. And that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. You get the bare necessities. That's all you get. That's all you get. So Spirit Airlines, after 34 years, I was like, that's not even a long time. I was like, Spirit was born and died in my lifetime. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So Spirit Airlines has officially shut down after 34 years of operation. And there was a video of, you know, it was a heartwarming thing of the dispatcher and the pilots. They were all giving her, you know, goodbyes and stuff like that. But I'm not going to play that because, like, it's Spirit Airlines. Come on, bro. Like... That was, even if you absolutely had to go somewhere that required a plane, you still wasn't trying to go Spirit. So it was just like.
I will say, out of the airlines that I've encountered, which has only been a couple, I do not like flying, but Spirit Airlines has like the best customer service. Everybody's really nice.
Really?
Because they high.
That ain't what I had heard. But
they on gummies.
Glad you had a good experience.
And that's what I'm saying. The both times that I've chosen Spirit, I've had the best customer service experience. I mean, sure, they may seem like they live next door to me a little hood, a little bit. But
that's us,
very nice. They were very nice. Right. That's how I felt. They were like, hey, girl, come on the plane. You scared? Don't be scared. We're going to sit you right here. Because I don't like flying. Like, I'm a baby. But, like, for real, they have the best customer service. Now, Delta, I mean, I don't want to call no names, but other airlines I've dealt with, they are not as kind. They are not as kind.
I would have to say.
Nigger on board. So, like, I'm sorry. I like Spirit, and I'm going to be sad to see him go.
Yeah, I don't have any issues other than, like I said, just what it is. I don't have any issues or crazy stories with the service. It was just normal, but it was a lot of us's. And so it was a very chill. It was just chill. Like, you know, wasn't crazy, but I can also see when you're dealing with, you know, with the way that we speak and we speak to one another, y'all may consider that to be unprofessional and all the type of things. But whatever's whatever. But rest in peace to Spirit Airlines.
I want to say something about Spirit Airlines, if I can, real quick. I don't like the tone of people speaking about Spirit Airlines because, according to Google, they only have two dos, if you will, reported accidents in their history. And their accidents are not even crash landings. All right? One got something to do with some bullets hitting their plane. The other one, you got to go look for yourself. But, yeah, my thing is this. When we have any type of industry that gives you, quote-unquote, ultra-low budget, there's always a but what. And I think that their but what is their cost in baggage fees, their cost in late fees. They just had a lot of penalties. Of course they would, because they already giving you ultra low prices on their seating. So I just want to say thank you, Spirit Airlines. I never went to you, only because before you got to Newark Liberty Airport, you would have to drive down to Trenton, New Jersey, our capital here in the Garden State, which is about an hour from where I live. So nobody wasn't really doing that, except for my older brother, rest in peace to him, because he was the type. He was like, nah, Spirit Airlines, you can go to South Carolina right now for like $75. Like, what? Like, yeah, man, facts. You just got to drive down to Trenton. You got to drive down to Trenton. We just
that's
like,
just because South Carolina, like, they'll pay you to go to South Carolina right now.
Excuse me.
I mean, for $75.
I'm sorry. My bad. I mean, we love the Carolinas.
Yay,
I'm a Carolina chick.
You just one state up. I don't know what the hell you sitting here.
I'm 15 minutes away from y'all. Yes. I understand. Yes. I get it.
Yes, Shelby is 30 minutes from South Carolina, and we are worlds apart.
I'm not even 30 minutes. I'm like 15, 20.
I don't know what the Union and the Confederates over here talking about. That's their business. I'm just saying. The Hatfield and McCoys, they got their own thing going on. I'm just saying, yes, $75.
Sorry.
Take the plane. South Carolina.
I love out of Carolina.
Spirit Airlines. Thank you for being the Walmart of flying.
Yes, and you know, it was their selling point, which is not, you know, no pun intended, but that was their downfall, basically. Just, you know, the people were cool. I never had any problems with the quote unquote customer service. But like I said, just what they gave you was the bare necessity. This is legally, we can fly this plane. The seats are small. You got bucket seats. It's not comfortable. You're sitting by the engines. It's bare minimum, and people didn't like it, so people weren't flying it. And that's just it. So,
my Credo podcast.
Wanna be part of the talk, my Credo podcast. Call us at 919-283-9145. All you have to do is leave your message, question or criticism. We'll respond to you on an upcoming show. Call us at 919-283-9145. Talk your credo. Talk your credo. Again, call us now.
Yo, Keisha, brought to you by
the Talk My Credo podcast.
Play Megan Thee Stallion. So for those who do not know, Klay Thompson is a soon-to-be Hall of Fame two-guard, if you will, shooting guard that played for the Golden State Warriors, got championships over there, and then he went to Dallas because he felt as though Golden State wasn't going to give him no money, so he went to Dallas, got some money, and now he plays. I'm going to use the term that white media will use. He's a shell of himself now. You know what I mean? And that's fine. Yeah. I mean, he's still getting paid, right? Like, Google Klay Thompson's not new contract, but the contract he's in right now. All that money he's getting to do nothing is guaranteed, okay? Mm-hmm. Every single dollar of it. This is how you know it's too much money, because I say this respectfully. Basketball players, I ain't saying they can buy any woman they want. I mean, if you heard about the story of Anthony Edwards, he gave that woman with that kid a straight $1 million. I'm just saying. I mean, The dude got a contract where he making $40 million. $1 million. I mean, she should have kind of got to be like get an agent. Be like, no, we got to hold out.
Yeah,
we
have to hold out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Definitely agree with that.
I'm kind of need like $6 million.
Yes, add a couple of more mil to that. It's not heavy enough.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So like, yo, you just got money to play with. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything on Instagram you could want, you said, nah, I like the horse that got a WAP branded to him. Fine. Get Megan. First of all, big fan. I'm a fan of Megan Thee Stallion. She, in my opinion, I think like they don't, Dante don't like the fact that I have, I don't like J. Cole. I just feel like his last album was very fussy. I just feel like he was very fussy.
You want the new one?
Yeah, it's very fussy. Just like, why did he think that him doing a rendition of Kendrick Lamar's last album, not GNX, but the one before, the Mr. Morale, like the therapy album, the podcast one?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he wanna do his own podcast one. That's why I don't be feeling J. Cole for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Real fussy. Now I'm gonna drive around in a broken Civic around the country. Like, well,
people was pissed about that.
Yo, get out of here. You know, yeah. Stay wise in North Carolina.
Tripping.
I'm not for that. Anyway, they ain't like that.
They did.
I'm pretty North Carolina stuff. I'm just like, man, listen, man, he ain't Simba. If he was Simba, then I would respect it, but he be on some, nah, I'm going to just drive around in a Hoopty Civic. Like, who does? I don't drive around in a Hoopty Civic. And I ain't got nowhere near as much money as a Dreamville guy over here.
Anyway. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The point I was thinking with J. Cole is that he's not in my top five no more. Megan Thee Stallion. So my top five right now, like if it was like top five rappers, Kendrick 1, Drake 2, then I have Cardi B 3, I have Megan Thee Stallion, I have Nicki Minaj 4, Megan Thee Stallion 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Wale 6. And then we can go down the list. You put me on J. Cole could be like 9 or 8. I don't know. somebody else. They got somebody better than him.
Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, the point I'm making is that Megan Thee Stallion, when I heard about this, I was like, hold up. Respectfully, I never saw Megan Thee Stallion without a straight up, I'll be sure. You know what I'm saying? Like a straight up light skin. Like this right here, come on. Keisha, this ain't light skin.
No, I'm tan. And
she is there.
Got a nice dark tan. I love it.
I was just saying, is he brown? But okay, fine.
I love it.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about, like, this is like bohemian light skin. Like, this is like, like this is sand. Like, the sand of Bermuda. That's like, where true. It's like kind of like whitish. You're like,
yeah.
Like, I never saw her with this complexion before. Like, how did this happen? And I was like, well, Klay Thompson, his contract is crazy. So, I mean, okay, I'm listening.
I mean, maybe he could do things with his, you know, mouth. Maybe he got the...
What?
Some things he could do with his mouth or something. Or the vibrator. Like, you got that little...
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe he got some tricks in the bag. Okay.
Catch and release.
Right.
But that's the whole point. You know, release.
The release. Poor thing.
So now that he realizes that after this season that he's a shell of himself, and maybe he believes that I'm not really trying to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
He just breaks it off. Now, she's saying that she is alleging that he was cheating.
Yeah.
And what? So I found out who it was, and it was a woman that plays for the WNBA, which is crazy because I don't know if y'all know about the WNBA.
Yeah.
That is a place that is, I want to make sure I say this politically correct, sexually divided.
I'm done with that. What are we doing? Redacting? Rebuking? Rebuking?
Is it not true? Is it not true?
Yeah. Okay. I plead the fifth.
I'm just saying. Okay. There you go. Hey, first of all, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think the seventh woman in my life I ever had sex with was a stud. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that it happens. And okay. I'm just saying,
what?
How did you find out? Like, I'm just, that's what I'm saying. Like the only way a WNBA woman would holler at me is if she hollered at me. Like, I couldn't just, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I don't know.
And she probably pull up on you. Like, what'd that do?
Yo, that's exactly how that happened.
With the wife beater on.
She was like, yo, like, with the wife beater
with on. With the wife beater on.
I'm like, yo, first of all, I feel like that's very sexy that you even want to call that shit that. You know what I'm saying? My little power forward, you need to calm it down.
I mean.
You got to switch it up.
I agree.
But anyway, it's all good. I'm just saying. Cheated on her with a WNBA wow. player. That just sound made up. Mm-hmm. Like, this just sound like, but the woman in question does look good, and at the same time, I still don't believe it.
Sure, I need to see her, because I ain't even know that they put her out
We'll talk about it after. I mean, it is up to you guys and girls to go look at it for yourself.
Go Google it.
I told you what it was. I already gave you the clues. Sexually divided. I did all that for you, all right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen. Candace Parker, I thought was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remind each other. She used to go with Sheldon Williams. Y'all don't even know who he is. Google him, because he did play in the NBA for a little while. Got a child with him. All right, let's continue. No longer with this man. Married to a white woman.
No.
Yes. Okay, I'm just laying.
Wow.
I love Candace Parker. Candace, I love you. I love you. Great commentary you do. I love you. And then Maya Moore. Oh, that's... I got a crush on Maya Moore.
Mm.
Maya Moore, she left the game to become a lawyer, and then she got that man freed, and now they married. I still think that's a lie to this day.
Oh.
Still think that's a lie to this day. But you know what? Listen, if I ever get locked up for real, I'm giving her a call. She can marry me, too.
Put a ring on me,
too. Put a ring on it.
Go ahead. He ready. He ready. You messed up.
No, so I'm trying to figure this out. I'm asking you as a woman, do you believe that men will not take Megan Thee Stallion seriously based on what transpired before when, you know, with Trey Songz, what's his name?
Tory Lanez.
Whatever. Yeah. Sorry about that. The Tory Lanez incident where Tory Lanez exposed that he had sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
The best friend had sex with her.
Dang.
So it was like 5 foot, 5 foot.
Yo, stop.
I can say that because I'm a Smurf, all right? By the way, y'all can follow me on OnlyFans at Zulu Smurf, where I show the spear. You know what I do?
Not today.
Okay. I mean, every day. You know,
every day.
On OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you mean 7 days a week. Let me see.
I mean, six, but yes.
Oh, on the seventh day, you got rest.
Yes, of course.
Okay, I get
course,
it. You know, I forgot
you
about
know,
that.
You know what the good book told you. I'm not saying I'm giving you a pass. I'm just looking over it because you're a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
You're Madonna. Yeah. You're Nicki Minaj. You're Janet Jackson. You're Mary J. Blige. Like you, come here. And I could be a woman. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever she wants. Whoever. And then we'll get to those, I guess, celebrities. I mean, Moneybag, yo. Tory Lanez. Mm. I mean, I'm like, ew.
I'm like, ew, too.
At first, I'm like, oh, this woman ain't got no taste.
No taste.
I need to fly down there. You know what I'm saying?
No taste.
Yeah, for real, man, I need to come down there. Mm. Wife me up, boss. Yes.
Yeah.
Wife me.
Wife him up.
Wife me up.
With the ring on it.
You know what I'm saying? I'll let you cheat on me with Tory Lanez. You know what I'm saying?
Not let you. I can't.
Go ahead. Let that man shoot you, girl. I ain't got no time for that.
Damn.
If I knew I wasn't going to love her.
Yeah.
Because even if I introduced my parents to her, which they heard that they did, I look at it as if he's just promoting a celebrity. Like, hey, mom, you know, I'm a fisherman. Look what I just caught. I got a biscuit.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Not a sea bass, but sea biscuit. You know what I'm saying? Look at this horse I just pulled in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it back in 2 months, but you know.
Return it.
Hey, you want to sing WAP to them? Go ahead. Come on and sing WAP to them.
Terrible.
Sing WAP. No, not Cardi part. Just your part.
Just her part.
Yeah, please. Get it, girl. You know what I'm saying? I know his father probably was there. Like,
he probably knew the song. Girl. Yeah.
Leave behind you. How do you maneuver through that in 2026 without being labeled? Because I feel like she's like, there's half of the country that want to label her. Mm-hmm. The other half is like, man, leave her alone, man. She ain't, what's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't see this coming, but I saw some stuff where they're saying that, I guess the lawyers are digging deep and bringing him up. And so I kind of was like, all of this is happening for a reason, like bringing up Tory Lanez, saying that his case was being reevaluated. And I just was like, man, I know it's going to go from, you know, bad to worse for her. And then like a couple of days later, you know, she said, you know, he cheated on her. And a lot of the women online was really like upset because they're like, she was cooking. Even when you cook, he cheat. And I'm just like, I personally don't think celebrities are in a real relationship until they have a kid. Like, that's just my opinion. Like, I don't think, you know, they're in a real relationship until they have a kid. That's just it.
What's a baby horse? Is that a pony?
A baby horse. She has a pony. That's a pony. So until they have a pony, let me stop. I don't believe that they're in a relationship, and I don't know how much of, like, even in the videos, I don't know how much, I didn't see a lot of connection in the body language. You know what I mean? It just didn't look, I don't know. And allegedly buying a house together. I don't know. Right.
I hate to say this, but that was horse.
Right.
This is where I understand. Cause I heard your opinion. Your opinion is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be on my man thing for a second. For real. Clay, today is not the day for you to be acting light skinned. Mm. Not for real. Listen. Keep it real with her. Why you couldn't keep it real with her? Just tell her, listen, you know what? This house is yours. My name not on this. It's this. Look. Megan the House Stallion. This is yours. It's yours. Take it. Have it. This is matter of fact, it's not even a house. It's a stable.
Yeah, it's a stable.
Call this place the Kentucky Derby. I don't care. Whatever. This is yours. For real, because number one, no disrespect to Megan Thee Stallion's superstar status. These are NBA players, all right? Their money is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, NBA players and soccer players. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that money. There's no disrespect to NFL. It's just that you can get cut the next season and all that money is just gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can cut Klay Thompson yesterday. That still 4 years is still coming. It's like, just waiting. Nah, babe, I'm just waiting for the... No, when the check comes, babe, just shut up.
Right.
When the check comes, hey, shut up. All right? We're going to own Texas. Just shut up. Check coming.
Period.
Chill out. Like, yo. Buy her the house. Just buy it. Just let her, like, just, you can do that, wow. I wish your husband's hype, man, because I'd be what? Man, listen, man, they'd be like, yo, this dude be tricking. Like, yes, I do. I don't even care. I done bought every woman from my old high school houses for no reason. Just
terrible.
All on Tillinghast and Newark. Just, hey, y'all gonna let Brandon.
Just awful.
Oh, no, man. I paid the water bill.
Yo, Keisha, brought to you by
the Talk My Credo podcast.
Rest in peace to Spirit Airlines, but there is in the spirit of resting in peace. I want to give light on a particular Memphis blue collar worker. He used to work at a furniture store. And he has a very interesting, well, it's not interesting as far as the story itself. I just found it funny because it sparked another jingle war. Now, y'all remember we spoke about the Dr. Pepper girl.
Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, and baby, it's good and nice.
So we talked about that. And as funny as that moment was and how everybody was now creating their own jingles, basically Nas called it caffeinated teriyaki soy sauce, and he was not going to drink it. And killed it off it. Now you ain't heard from Dr. Pepper Girl ever since, because Nas killed this woman's dream. And I don't care how good this jingle is. I ain't bringing that in my house.
that, you know what? And that's one of the dark sodas I haven't seen him with either.
Oh,
Coke,
man.
Maybe. Pepsi, maybe. Dr. Pepper?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope.
Listen, if you call something caffeinated soy sauce, then I'm pretty sure you're not rocking with it. but in this case, we're going to shift over instead of, you know, sodas and caffeinated drinks. We're going to shift to the furniture store because there's a particular guy, Memphis guy, who went viral initially. And this all happened within like a week's time. So this guy goes viral. And he's just making little random freestyle raps about the furniture company that he works for. Come pick up a mattress. Come do this. The videos go viral. The furniture store that he worked at initially was like, cool, keep him going. But then 24 hours later, it was like, no, you got to take all these videos down. He's like, no, I'm not going to take them down. They let him go. They fired him. So he freestyled about him being fired. And then 24 hours after that, another furniture company was like, hey, you can make videos for us. So we did. Yeah. And that started going viral. And then every brand you could think of, from Slim Jim to Maybelline. Juicy Couture to Maybelline, all these other people are like, even old rock stars are like, can you remix my old songs?
Yeah.
Has this man making little jingles for him. So let's just give a quick look and laugh at the story of Steph. His name is Stefan, out of Memphis. And yeah, this is the story of the Ashley Furniture Jingle King. That's what he calls himself. The Jingle King. He calls himself that. So, Dr. Pepper Girl, where you at? Where you at?
Recliners and sectionals with a sofa. Come and get you one, babe, like you poster. Come and sit your little ass on that sofa. Come here, baby, and do what I told you. Ooh, Ashley Furniture. Ooh. Ashley Furniture. Ooh. Ashley Furniture. Come get a motherfucking couch. Wait, come get a couch for your house. Wait, come get a couch for the mouse. Wait, come get some mattresses too. Wait, come get some mattresses too. We got a mattress for We got a mattress for you. Up here, Ashley. Up here, Ashley. Up here, Ashley. Up here, well. Up here, Ashley. Up here, Ashley. Up here, Ashley. Up here, well.
Look at that.
Hey, yeah, they fired me, but I'm straight. I'ma get $100,000, put it in my safe. It's okay, cause when I pop out on my sofa in they face, they gonna be like, where you got it from the other place, huh? I did not get it from you. I think I got it from Royal. I think they mad as a, when I walk through the spot, they're loyal. Free advertisement? Listen, like Verizon? You telling me that you could not see over that horizon? I was trying to get y'all some money. Now y'all switched up, and y'all acting funny. But it's okay, I still respect it, but I just honestly feel lightly, I feel neglected, man, what the hell?
A few moments later.
If you need a section or a sofa where you lay, hit up Couch & Co. because they got it on the way. Hey, up at Couch & Co. Up at Couch & Co. Up at Couch & where? Up at Couch & Co.
Hold on, is that Juicy Couture? What's up?
Juicy on me, yeah, I drip, don't stop, pink fit. Velour make the whole room watch. Juicy on the taxi, you know that that's hot. Walk in, walk out, every step gonna pop. Juicy, juicy. We turning up with turning up juicy. Juicy. We had to go turn up with turn up with juicy.
His facial expressions are sending me.
Yo, what's up with that? Home, let's get it. Let's cook.
Up at home, we make it personal. Like, what's it worth to you? From the kitchen to the bedroom to the bathroom to the dining too. Hey, up at home, we make you feel at home. Nah, for real. Up at home, had to leave Ashley alone. Nah, for real.
Bro, y'all gotta chill with these brands, bro. Y'all going crazy. Staples, what's up?
Staples got the paper, yeah, we stack it up neat from the pen to the print, put the world on a sheet. Hold on, click, clack, I don't even think that they could miss that. Walking out the building like a boss, cause I did that. Staples, turning up all day with the with the Staples. Had to do it once, but not twice with the Staples.
All right, hey, that's look. All. Thoughts.
Hey, look, Staples look. Went hard. Staples went hard.
Yes, Staples got hard.
Staples went hard. I know y'all can't even play with Staples. See,
my thing is this, and I did some research too. You know, he was there with a black guy who was doing the same thing.
Yep.
There
in the same video. That's true.
Black guy still working now.
He's so still working.
I don't know what was going on as far as him, but. You know, sometimes, oh my goodness, I'm gonna turn it into a message. Sometimes your greatest blessings is when they let you go. See, they thought that they was gonna hold them back. They thought what they was doing was gonna be like, you know what, we gotta stop you. take all them videos down. But now y'all actually putting more money in his pocket, getting him more clout, getting him more fame. And shout out to him, too, because I seen a video. The boy can sing, too.
Yes, he can. Yeah, he can sing.
He can sing, too.
I saw that, too.
So I can see somebody actually working with him, because we talking about back in the day beating on the table with Dante Credo battling it. You know what I'm saying? D pop up, and she hit her D.D. Roney freestyle.
D.D. Roney.
That's exactly what I saw when he pulled out that pencil and he was beating. I said, look, I don't know who raised this boy. But he hands down.
He in Memphis. That's a raising.
Yeah, he done been around some black folk.
Yeah. Well, his girlfriend black. His girlfriend black.
His girlfriend is black. So.
How did I know that? And I didn't even do no research. I was like,
Brown.
Yeah. You know how I knew she was brown? I ain't know she was black, but you know how I knew she was brown? Just what you just said, KT. When he was freestyling, he said,
I was like,
he seasoning.
He done dipped in that brown sugar, baby. I can tell you right now. He whole thing make him with the ugly stank face, baby. That's that brown sugar. Oh, yeah, some of that. Sorry, carry on.
But that's all. I don't have. I mean, I can give little synopsis in here and there, but it was in fun. I thought it was fun. I thought it was a really big fumble, because the main way that people, even in real life, are able to affect a bottom line is social media. And there was multiple quote-unquote reasons. They thought, well, he needed to not curse and stuff like this. But as P. Shaw mentioned, his co-worker, who was a black guy, and he was doing the same thing, little freestyles and stuff.
Was he cursing?
Which,
do we know that the black guy was cursing?
Okay. Yes.
Are you
there
sure?
Was a couple where there was a curse, at least I can remember. I can I can find it and pull it up.
No. If y'all want to say curse, no problem. Because I personally will continue what you're going to say, then I'll back it.
No, I'm just saying it's not even so much of the particulars. It's just that is a very infantile reason to why you wanted to have a switch up. Because in the beginning, you leaving comments under his videos like, go off.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you're like, hold up. And that can't be the reason. Oh, you have a curse word. Like,
and these not hard cuss words either.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, just like,
it's on his
MFR, but continue though. I don't even think that's why he got fired though. I mean, like, personally,
I don't think so either.
That's not even the reason. That ain't the reason. How many times have we seen clips from people that wanted to go out their own way? They go out their own way and they want to create something different for the company that they work for, that the company that they work for don't even tell them to go do this. The problem is that they don't work in the marketing department where they make that idea and the marketing executives are like,
I like that.
Go ahead and do that. They're just, no disrespect when I say this, the everyday in furniture, either customer service agent or sales agent, they are not necessarily the people that they want to hire to do that type of stuff.
And that's why they lost the way that they lost.
Hold on. I'm not finished yet. We can say that. Ashley Furniture is a nationwide furniture company. They're not going to lose. No disrespect. I say this respectfully. They're not going to lose. Do I think that they could have recouped off this idea? Absolutely. Now,
I think they will lose.
Hold on. I said, well, okay, that's your business. I'm not. That's a good opinion right there. I don't think that they'll lose on the strength that they've been around for a long. Like, they're the old castle down the hill. Like, they will be here or made of brick. They'll be here for hundreds of years. Now, Couch and Company, a family-owned operated business out of Oklahoma and Texas, they, in my opinion, will benefit from this situation more than Ashley. Because while Ashley feels as though they're the castle that's been here for 100 million years, it doesn't matter. They're the company that's growing, that is tagging on to new ideas that the new generation will say, I don't give a about no Ashley. I like what they're doing. Sometimes we got to look at the things as far as the next 100 years versus who's been here for already those 100 years. Some people, some companies have made their money, and if they die being the old dinosaur, then they'll just die on that stand. I want to applaud more Couch and Company for saying, you know what? We here for the next 100 years. Like, yo, I'm not here for the first 40 years of my life right here. I gotta be here for the next 40 years too. What am I doing to plan for the next 40 years? I didn't think about digital anything 5 years ago. I was working as a program director at an online radio station. I ain't think I would be doing none of this BS. But people started monetizing. People started actually leaving their work and getting to do this. So here I am trying to be a part of the next 50, 100 years. And I need you guys, not the four that's here right now, and my homegirl that's asleep. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homegirl, Keisha. I'm talking about the people. When I say like and subscribe and watch and please watch and watch and please watch, I'll do whatever it takes to watch. I need you guys to watch. So that's why I just want us to applaud whatever companies are being the next generation. I get what you guys saying that, hey, forget Ashley Furniture. They'll lose. I just think that that's a dying saying. That's a dying take. We know that already. Forget them. Forget those dinosaurs. Let's celebrate the people that's willing to take a chance and say, we want to invest in you because you may give us what we asking for the next 100 years. That's my take on that.
Look, so my thing is right here, everything that we've said before, you know, because I looked it up and, you know, we want to say it probably was something else, and it probably was something underlining. You know what I mean? They just use that as an excuse. A lot of, you know, I know South Carolina is an at-will state. They ain't really got to give you no excuse, you know, to fire you. They don't really have to give you an excuse. But they wrote on there, the freestyles was done on company time and in uniform. I keep telling y'all, folk, when you wearing uniforms, got to be careful. Because no matter what, whether you there or not, he had his Ashley badge on. And that's what it says. And it says, and you know what? Basically,
you know what,
while...
You know what that sound like to me? That sound like hate from Ashley. What does it matter whether he wore a uniform or not? That sound like hate.
Yeah. That could have been the secondary outcome of the reason. You know, I want you to take the videos down. And it could have been 1 out of 10 videos that somebody didn't like, and now they feel some type of way about all 10 of them. Because he was already doing certain things like that. Him and the black guy both. He in the background and the black guy in the background. So it was like, yo, man, look, you got free advertisement. You didn't want to take advantage of that. Like Dante said, y'all fumbled it. Somebody more than somebody, a lot of other people picked it up. So now that they're actually in his DMs, man, look, shouts to him. I'm big on selling, baiting people when they feel like you done fell off. Man, shouts to the chef. He called himself Chef the Steph.
We should know who now Ashley Furniture jingle, is man. Being sponsored by. They're being sponsored by people that do bluegrass, not hip-hop. You understand? That's why I'm just like, I'm done with even knocking something like Ashley. They already, like, they're white. If it was a white dude or black dude doing folk bluegrass music right now for Ashley, everything would be all good. But it's hip-hop. And the white people that are watching these reels, they don't want to understand the nuance. Even if it was a Caucasian guy, they just don't want to care about the nuance. They, man, tell MC Search you got to get up out of here. That's all. That's why, like, I don't even care for that anymore. I just want to go futuristic. Like, shout out to you, young man, for not giving up on what it is you do right, that you do that's dope. Shout out to the new company that's taking the chance, because companies like Ashley and, damn, what's up here? Because Ashley is up here as well. Well, Bob's Furniture is different, but I never even seen nobody even do Bob's Furniture. You know what I mean? It's like people are picking and choosing what they want to be mad at, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel as though, like, yo, let's just move the spaceship forward, man. This man, like, I'm basically piggybacking off what Dante and D is saying. I'm just saying it differently, you know what I mean? Because I don't care for even speaking on Ashley. Like, y'all want to say he fumbled the bag? Sure they did. I know they did. In their mind, they didn't fumble the bag because they're going to always get the money. What I just love the fact is that somebody new, an organization that's new, that I never heard of Couch & Company before. They're not up here in Jersey. But I applaud them for taking that chance and saying what this guy is doing is fire. And you know what? I hope that this leads more people in that direction, because Dr. Pepper did it, and I guess Popeyes, was it Pepsi with the young lady the dark skin lady, but the brown skin woman that we watched before, she did a promotion, right? She did a jingle, right? For Pepsi, right?
I don't think so. I don't think her.
You said that one of like, remember we was watching all the jingles, like from like the old guy and all of them, but you said one of them actually like maybe it was Pepsi.
Yes, it was a different girl. I'm thinking about the Dr. Pepper girl, but yeah, it was a different girl that did a little jingle for Pepsi, and they did some things with it too.
And that's what I like to applaud. You know what I mean? Because yo, and maybe I'm just being personal because I'm stressing. I'm so many things going on in my life. I can't take a step back to just get myself in a zone and use my talents to make these jingles or things of that nature. So yeah, man, I just applaud companies that's taking a step forward and bringing the things that's happening right now in our time, digital marketing, into play. So I just want to just, you know, I guess that's the way I want to promote my positivity on that.
Gotcha. Which I agree, but then I also disagree. And I only disagree just for the ooze of it, but I also feel like we can't move forward without understanding what's behind us. And with Ashley Furniture, and I'm going to start here, but this is going to be the bigger theme here. Understanding what's behind us so we can move forward. That's the theme of this episode here. With Ashley Furniture, what I knew instinctively, without even looking into why did they quote-unquote fire him, one, this is a white black boy, I mean, in Memphis. He talked like us. Dates are, you know, he has a black girlfriend. You know what culture he's around. You know what culture. After he rapping, looking at. Like, you know what he's part of. Now, the entity that is Ashley Furniture, without even looking it up, I just knew. These are Republican white people. It's as you said, they like country and bluegrass. So I just looked it up. Yeah, they supported Donald Trump and donated multiple times significant funds to his reelection efforts. They were in support, went on record and said they support the tariff plan that Donald Trump has. And it's like, and we see how that's working. We see how the economy's working. Because if they support this man, it's like Nas said, this is the old castle on the hill. They ain't going nowhere. But it's important, I think, to know how that castle was built and how that castle got to be the castle. So when this little nobody Memphis dude gets fired for doing something that drew people in, because it was just fun. I see your little jingle. Hey, you know, got a little swag. We as D said, you're dipped in some brown sugar. We can see it. We see it on you. Then all of a sudden you're fired. And then you see Slim Jim, Maybelline. You see, who sings that song, Life is a Highway? I want to ride it all night long. Him comes out and was like, hey, do a jingle for my song. And he did. All these people who are moving forward, but also understanding where it comes from, I think it's important. Not, and I didn't want to get too serious, but I think your perspective, Nas, is spot on to how we do need to move forward. And I think the best way of moving forward.
Real quick, because I'm not even going to go this long. I want to, what you just said, right? No. This is why you shouldn't kind of half disagree with me. Just like, because look, check me out. Watch this. Think about any black or brown person we done talked about on this show these last 2-3 years that got fired. The dude from T-Mobile, right? The brown dude from T-Mobile.
Yep.
Where was they chances at from Slim Jim, Maybelline, the guy that sings Life on the Highway all night? Where was they chances at? I ain't hear about their chances. So maybe, hold on. So maybe Eminem over here. That's my issue too.
I was going to say, did you think it was going to be? Because we still niggas. I mean,
no,
if we're going to take it there.
But we just gave Eminem some credit.
Fine. And we in brown
sugar. I ain't giving him no credit for dipping in brown sugar because he still is beige sugar. Pause. You know what I'm saying? And he is going to get his opportunities because of the complexity. And that's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm not saying that. Here's your invite to the cookout. I'm not saying you get an invite to the cookout, but I can give you some.
You ain't getting no invite to the cookout.
Dang it, nigga. Do we have to mute you? Put me to talk?
Outside the cookout. Get your ass in front of the yard. And you go ahead and spin them records. You ain't coming inside here. I'm sorry, Remick. Ain't doing it. Ain't no happiness. So, nowhere.
All right. So speaking of the looking back to moving forward, we're going to... I did myself a service because I mentioned this before that I didn't finish watching Breaking Bad. But I watch enough of Breaking Bad to know what... to know what it is and to know why it was, you know, such a hit with the audience that it was a hit for. But I think that audience is really about to do a 180 on that, because Bryan Cranston sat down at a podcast and they got to talking about a lot of different things. And then they got to speaking on just the status of America and what needs to be done and the state and you know, all this type of stuff. Race, if you will, the thing that they try to dog whistle about but claim they don't know anything about. But they got to talking about race and the history in America, and they had this to say. Check this out.
Teach America the reality of the fact that we stole this land from a whole bunch of people that were living here before us. And then we imported millions of people that didn't want to be brought here to do all the work to build this great nation. That's just part of our reality, and we live with that right now. And what are we going to do to rectify it? How do we learn from the past, not repeat it, and seek to create ever greater ripples of justice?
The first step is to acknowledge. You know,
what do you say to a white guy who's like, well, it's not my fault. I didn't have slaves.
But white people did. And it's our country. And that's the thing. You have to, if you take pride in your country, you can't look at your country as the greatest ever when it has this severe bruise on it and will always wear that scar.
Mm-hmm.
And that scar will never heal unless we start to say, wow, what did we do?
Can you imagine the comments that are happening, popping up right now as people are listening to this conversation?
No, I don't know. I don't read them. And that's okay.
All right. And those comments, if you are wondering what those comments will look like, it'll go something like, oh, he's woke. Something along the lines of liberal, democratic, plantation, you know, that type of thing. That's normally what they say. It's almost like they all read from the same script and then they spew the same insults. It's like they all go to the same source and then spew the same insults. But you know, this grew the expected debate online as to, you know, whether they agree, and the way people disagreed is how you would expect them to disagree, because, you know, I will never feel guilty about something I didn't do. You know, oh, that was so long ago. Why are y'all worried about it? Then, you know, the normal things that we talk about, them talking about the entire time. So, thoughts. What do you guys think about Breaking Bad has broke bad? You're muted. Philip, you're muted. You're not muted anymore. All right.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I feel like, you know, it's a reality that people don't really want to admit to. It's a situation that, you know, he basically just put the mirror up in people's face like, hey, they probably on the outside will look at him like he'll be the one that say the opposite. But he basically saying, look, man, y'all stole from these people. Now you want to stake claim on a country that was built on the backs of the same people that you're trying to push out. No, it don't work like that. And take accountability, accept it. And I'm convinced 100% that people are just, you know, they alerted to accountability. It's not that hard. Sometimes, you know, in situations, I'm not saying it's so much for as far as the government go, but sometimes we just want somebody to admit they was wrong. Sometimes that's all it takes to at least get us to say, all right, at least you tried. You know, so I feel like, you know, I give shouts to him for even just saying, yeah, let me acknowledge what's been going on and what it is, because I'm pretty sure at his age, he wasn't raised that way. But when you grow to know what you know, you have to acknowledge it and take accountability for the part that you took in it.
Yeah, if only,
I'm sorry,
if only
this
anyone...
is a departure, but D, what are you sipping on?
Red-handed. Uh-huh. So my neighbor, so I know this is her, but my name is D, so I just kept this bottle. I have like three of them with this.
Don't
D
tell them. Don't tell them the secret.
Right, it's like De Leon or something, but I never drink that. The only thing I drink is Jose Cuervo. But my neighbor made like this hunch punch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You hunch.
I don't even know what's quite in it, but it tastes like a couple of grape sodas.
A couple of grape sodas.
A couple of grape sodas.
It tastes like that chicken in a little bit. So I'm just like shaking it.
And that's the problem. That's the problem, because it doesn't taste like straight alcohol. And you're going to keep going at it, and then you're going to find yourself.
It's going to sneak up on you like that damn gummy snuck up on me.
She's going to be in a wheelchair in the garage.
And even though I know this, it tastes so good. Like, I can't stop, because anybody who's ever drunk anything with me knows I'm not good with, like, mixed drinks. I have to take, like, a few shots. I'm not even a heavyweight drinker, so, like, a few shots, and I'm, like, the littest in the city. But this is, like, the first, like, mixed thing. Like, it's sweet, but not sweet, and it has, I told you what it tastes like.
Shout out to Diddy. No. Shout out to Diddy. De Leon, the only tequila that's running around in America with real aguape, okay? The real ingredients to make tequila. Jose Cuervo, not real tequila. Just want to put that out there. Not real tequila. Uh-huh. Not my tequila. It's bigger, better, not different. No, not the right tequila. Just want to put that out there. Shout out to Diddy. But at the same time, Diddy, hit that woman. No. You know better than that. It is the truth. No. Just let it put out there.
What in the baby oil are you talking about? We are talking about this hunch punch.
Yeah, you only drank Jose Cuervo. I was just trying to let you know that that's fake tequila. That's all.
Does that matter?
Y'all heard it. Straight from Nas. It's fake tequila. Straight from Nas.
Not y'all. That. Right. You had a couple of grape sodas. That's the name of that drink. That's different.
Oh, yeah. This is hunch punch. I told you. Hunch punch.
Hunch punch. Got you.
Can hunch everybody punch. See that?
That looks like
Castor
oil.
I promise you, it better not. Right.
So to get back on topic, I'll just say this about Bryan Cranston and the response that he's gotten from this particular interview. Of course, you're going to get the backlash that you received, because we've said this numerous times on this platform. White people are narcissists. Y'all have been bred, trained, propagandized to be narcissists. So in classic narcissistic fashion, you have to be the center of everything. You found ways to be instigator and victim. And it's a societal practice. So just literally recapping irrefutable, undeniable, historical points of this country, of how it was built and how it came to be, you get upset, because then it takes you from the God complex that you have, the savior, highest, the apex of humanity, and then it puts you in the role of the villain. And y'all don't want to be the villain. That's why y'all have such cognitive dissonance of, well, I didn't own slaves, but you're so proud of this country. But then if it's something along the lines of what America has done that is not so great, you're able to detach so quickly from it. That's what narcissists do. That accountability is you dodge some things like Matrix bullets. It's crazy.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
For real, seriously, whether you answer to anyone around the room, when Bryan Cranston said, and by the way, for me personally, my favorite Bryan Cranston is the Bryan Cranston that played in Malcolm in the Middle. as the dad. Yeah, he was good in that. But to put that out there, I think Malcolm in the Middle was a good show. Now, anyway, move forward. When he said this is our country, do y'all think he meant all of us or white people? Okay. He,
Right,
okay. No. It's all good. Hold on. So white people, right? Check me out. No. Check me out. Let me get to my point. So when he says that it's white people, our country. All right. I like to do the cut the head of the snake. That's my style. So the reason why I'm asked that question, and y'all gave me that answer, and I agree with you, this is why I'm asking. We need to find the person who created the email that linked all these white people that got them to Capitol Hill on that Tuesday, because those are the people that we need to find, for real. Because when he says it, when he says that, in my mind, I'm thinking like, yeah, this is our country, but he ain't talking about me. He ain't talking about the five of us. And I think those things in itself, and maybe it goes to the narcissism that Dante talking about, but I'm just saying that when I'm, even when I'm hearing this, I still am secluded out. I should not feel secluded. I think that they believe that racism is a white problem that only white people can solve. And on top of it, white people as a whole don't really want to solve it. Those are the things I'm trying to figure out, why it's like that and why we as a nation, well, I know why as a nation we can't do it, but why we're not depicting at that, like why we're not fighting that. Like we're not cutting heads off of snakes fast enough anymore. They get to have a podcast about why white people are narcissists, but at the same time, they are part of the narcissism, whether they are less of a narcissist or not. And I guess that's just my thing on that. Maybe I sound a little too, you know, saying broad, or you know, maybe just too like in my head. But again, it's just for me, it's just, yo, man, we got this voting rights thing that just switched around. We got this Roe v. Wade, the abortion that switched around. They're trying to figure out how to seclude black and especially brown exclude. People because their population is rising.
It's exclude.
And make sure that white exclude people stay ahead in the race of the populace of the United States of America.
Excluded. Use the right word. Secluded is like a peaceful.
Okay, ma'am, you're right. Separating excluded. Yourself. I apologize. You are correct, KT. I did use the wrong word on that. I'll admit that. No problem. Excluded. I'm sorry about that.
I agree with the point. Oh, I'm sorry, D. Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
Nope. No. Go ahead, girl.
I was just going to say that back to what you were saying about, you know, how he said this is our, like, that's the facts. It's the white man's, well, it's the white man's country. Like, and I don't think he said it as the, hi, this is our country. I really think that he said it in humbleness. Like, if this is our country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I just wanted to say that part. That's all I wanted to say about it. Like, and I think that he said it like that.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of that, no, I don't care to be included with y'all.
Right.
Me personally, I just.
Me personally.
Yeah, right. I don't care to be included. I don't like. Yeah, y'all know I say this all the time. I don't understand why we fight and beg so much to have a seat at a table they don't want you to sit at. Make not your own table. So this is y'all issue. Let's call it for what it is. This ain't our issue. This is y'all's issue. This is something y'all would have to figure out, because we've been talking, we've been having the same conversation for 100 years, and y'all dismiss us when we say it. Y'all gaslight us and tell us we have a victim mentality. Y'all gaslight us and say that we're racist, which is hilarious. Y'all gaslight us and say all these things about us when we're trying to communicate with y'all what's going on, a very real experience that is backed by undeniable, irrefutable data. But you dismiss it because, again, it puts you in a role where accountability must be taken, and you feel like, well, I shouldn't, blah, 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 blah. But either way, regardless of how he meant it, it's cool. Yes, in his context, it's excluded, but I feel like we should be, because that's not a problem that we have to be involved with, because y'all created the problem, be accountable for the ramifications of the problem that you created. And yeah. So Nas spoke about this and he mentioned it. So let's go ahead and jump right into it about what the Supreme Court has done, because he made a really good point. He talked about Roe v. Wade and what they've done to overturn that. And with the things that they are doing, what they want to do is what they've been saying for the last 12 years, and that's including the Biden years. They want to make America great again. And what we've been saying this entire time is, well, when was America great? And what great period of America are you going to? Well, conservatives, their whole point is to conserve. Well, what do you want to conserve? What do you want to hold on to and not change? That is
white power.
The America that had you in a dominant position. And the reason things are the way they are because people decided to meddle. And we would have got away with it too if it weren't for you meddling, insert here, you meddling nigger lovers, you meddling niggers, you Democrats, you demon rats, and whatever pejorative y'all create about the opposition, about why progressivism is such a horrible thing for you, because you want to maintain dominance. So, the Supreme Court basically, white power. I can't even see out this thing.
That's exactly what I thought of. I'm so glad you said it. I could not get it out of my mind. I could not let it go. I'm so glad you said it. Thank you. Go ahead.
The most idiotic people. And it's, but yes, so the Supreme Court basically did everything they can to all but destroy the Voting Rights Act. And this was one of the two final nails in the coffin that basically caused conservatives to move to the Republican Party. Because we talked about the political party switching back when Nick Cannon and Amber Rose were saying the dumb stuff they were saying. But the final nails in the coffin was the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Those two things were the final straws that, all right, we're now going to endorse Republicans from the back then Democratic Party. So let's take a look at one particular video. It's going to be a gentleman talk. I know I put a lot of videos in the group chat, but I'm just going to play one that's going to explain it, and then we're going to talk about it, and we're going to see what they're really doing, even though we already know. We know what they're trying to do. But let's see if the world is finally catching on to what we've been saying this entire time. Check this out.
The Supreme Court just allowed states to discriminate against black voters, provided they claim they're discriminating against Democratic voters. And since most black voters in the United States are Democrats, it makes it almost impossible to prove racism under the Supreme Court's new rule. This is the exact opposite of what the Voting Rights Act of 1965 allows. That act, which is a crowning achievement of the civil rights movement, says that when there's a majority-minority district, you can't crack that district by taking the voters in it and splitting them up among lots of other districts so that the black folks can't elect a black candidate since they're mixed up with majority white voters in the other districts. Two conservative constitutional ideas are behind this terrible decision. The first is the idea that partisan gerrymandering can't possibly violate the principle of one person, one vote. We all understand that that's preposterous. In practice, we've got a race to the bottom where Democratic states and Republican states are fighting each other to see how much they can gerrymander districts. And effectively, that means that if you're not in the majority party, your vote will be made to be worth nothing. The second idea that's behind this is the notion that racial discrimination is only wrong when it's caused by an intentional act of a racist, and not when it's caused by the background conditions that were created by the history of racism and discrimination. The conservative justices have been pushing that idea since the 1970s, and what they've done over the last 50 years is gradually use it to take away the power of Congress to enforce the provisions of the Constitution that ban racial discrimination. The idea here is that only racial intent or animus can be ruled unconstitutional or blocked by Congress. The upshot is that once racial discrimination is entrenched in the system, Congress will not be allowed to do anything about it. It will be forced to stay in place potentially forever. The perverse effect of today's decision is that we're going to see fewer Black congressmen, not more. The Supreme Court is protecting and enabling discrimination, not blocking it.
All right, y'all. So talk to me. What's going on right now? What's going on?
Oh, no, no, no. Come on, Ebony. I want to hear y'all rap on the white. No voting rights. Ooh, right? Y'all showing love to that shit, huh? No, no, no. Because now you understand why Nasir Nuru talks the way I talk. Because they're not even giving you the real answer. More white narcissism happening right now. Hey, white people, you want to cut the head off the snake? Do this for me. Do this for me. Do this for us. Not us, because we don't want to be down. The United States of America, U.S. How about this? Get rid of the Electoral College. Get rid of it. Get rid of the game show, because that's the only way you're going to destroy this Voting Rights BS Act. That is the only way. And when I say it like that, I'm talking about the way how it is against Black and brown people. Because here, let's say up north, they have some voting rights that happened over here in Nassau County a couple of years ago. Y'all can Google this. Where now they have this, it's more of like an extension contract. Every 6 years, they get to reconstruct their Voting Rights Act and expand or not expand Nassau County. So Black and brown people, they try to make it seem as if, yeah, we want to make sure Black and brown people get their fair chance. You know, they will never get to do that, because in Nassau County, there are way more white people than they are Black and brown people. It's about the population. It's about the counties. See, in Newark, New Jersey, there's a lot of Black people. But in Essex County, which is about six cities surrounded around Newark, New Jersey, that's where all the white people were at. The white people that used to live in Newark, that moved out of Newark and lived somewhere else. Essex Falls or Livingston, Maplewood, South Orange, da-da-da-da-da. And then that gets counted in the vote, and then they get the points. And now we're in a game show where California, you get that. If you get that state, that costs 50. That's 50 points right there. Texas, another 47 points. New Jersey, 10 points. North Carolina, 10 points. Whatever the case they want to do, right? But if you do this, every vote equals one vote. You suffocate all that BS. They will never do that.
I'm going to say, because they're not going to do that.
But that's the problem, because that is the answer. See, that's just where I be at with stuff. It's can we cut the head off the snake? The answer seems as if it's always no. And it turns Black people, I'm talking about us down in particular, where some of us want to just, we try to lean in diversity, and some of us are like, nah, we need to do this ourselves. And the reason why some people don't want to do it themselves is because what happened in Tulsa. And we can't look at that anymore as a reason why we shouldn't stay together.
I agree. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, like, and that's just where I'm at with it. See, I don't, but it's not that I want, like when I was promoting my man Alonzo, right? This is a good guy to me. I don't work for him right now. You know what I mean? I got other things I got to worry about. But realistically, I can act like this as far as me having a respect for someone and wanting someone to win a vote because I live in a town that's majority Black. In local government, we actually getting to do what I want the United States of America to do. The problem is the United States of America won't want to do this. Disband the voting rights and just turn the Electoral College off. Turn it off. Each person, if D vote, that's one vote. KT, Shaw, the Dante votes, that's 1, 2, 3 votes. That's all you have to do. When people
but
talk
the reason
about
they won't, it doesn't I'll matter. Give you Shut a reason. Up. I'll give you a reason why they won't do that, because the Electoral College is inherently created to offset this one-to-one rule, because the Electoral College, by historical context, always aids Republicans. So they're not going to get rid of something that helps
you're
them.
You're saying what I'm saying, but you're just giving an answer to, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't knocking you. I'm just saying this is why we came. This is how you shut all of this down. May the best man win is one person, one vote. You see, what you just did, no, I get what you, look, you can shake your head. You can disagree with me. I'm cool with being disagreed with. I know what I'm saying. We have to do that. When that happens.
We who?
Well, I'm sorry, I apologize. No, you're right. The country, the government that puts laws together, they have to do that. I apologize. You're right, Credo. They have to do that, in my opinion. Because that is going to showcase real, I don't want to say equality, but a chance for equality. The Electoral College is a game show that promotes whoever is the highest population in America. And if Bryan Cranston said our country by saying white people's country, white people will always make sure that it is more of them than any other race in America. That's all I'm saying.
Which is the right answer if we were in an idealistic country, but we're not. So they're not going to do that because that's not what their goal is. It's not what they're going to do. It's not what they want to do. They want a white dominated country. So they don't want you to vote at all. The Voting Rights Act was literally the federal level of federal government stepping in and telling these states, particularly in the South, you can't discriminate against black people and their right to vote anymore. So what they're doing now, they can't undo that because that would be inherently, deliberately, overtly racist. So they can't do that. What we'll do is we'll reword it and we'll say Democrats. This is a war rage against Democrats because they've been involved in this on the Democrat side too. They've both been involved what's called gerrymandering. Gerrymandering, what that basically is we are going to try to muddy the water, so to speak. We're going to try to stall you out. Underhanded tactics basically to stop you from doing something or to push people from doing something. The most recent example we can give is Mitch McConnell. When Obama got into the presidency, Mitch McConnell said, I will devote myself and be committed to oppose you in whatever you do. Whatever you try to pass, I'm going to do everything I can to stop and stall it. North Carolina, we have a story called Soul City. Soul City was basically black people trying to create their own city. They tried to play the politic game and join the Republicans, conservatives of that time, and they got money for it. But then, still, it was Republicans that said, nah, actually, we changed our mind. We're going to shut you down. And we're going to do everything we can to shut down any contracts, da-da-da-da-da. So, in a perfect world where justice is really justice, where the right thing is really the right thing, yeah, they'll get rid of the Electoral College. Yeah, they'll get rid of all these things and say, well, your vote is your vote and it will count as it counts. But no, the Electoral College aids the Conservative Party and it has for the last 50 plus years, especially in the last couple of elections where what you call it didn't even win the popular vote, but he won the Electoral College. That helped him.
That's what I'm saying. We just said the same thing.
No, we didn't.
We did so. No. We just did. Hold on. What you just did, we said the same. What, I don't understand. We just said the same thing. I just didn't say all of that. I'm not talking about the gerrymandering. I'm not talking about what the system is. I get that. I'm over here saying, cut the head off the snake. If this was not a thing, if the government can actually get their head out of their ass and repeat what you just said, they would realize that this, what I'm saying, would be the answer. That's all I'm saying. You just said what I said. I know. So
that's an idealistic answer. Like that. That's not the reality.
That it's not the reality, but you can make that a reality.
But they're not going to make it reality. Like that's the point.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something now. What would be, in your opinion, the reality of the Voting Rights Act being a real thing for everyone in this country?
Honestly, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know, because every time we try to play the game, we always lose. We always lose. So now what they really are going to do is break up NORC. As you say, they're going to make NORC a template for all of for the entire nation, to where we're going to break up that little city and we're going to put it in different districts, to where it doesn't matter how often you vote, if you vote at all.
Okay, so
you're
going
to be in a white dominated area that no matter how you vote or how you show up to vote, you are going to be split up into three different areas to in a white dominated area, and they're going to win every single time. So you're going to see less black representation.
That already happened. It's called Essex County. They did that by breaking it down in counties. North.
I know. And they're now doing it on the federal level. That's what this does. It allows them to do this.
Right.
On a federal level.
This is what I'm saying.
That's the template. Yes.
So again, I want to just make sure it's not North. Essex County, they broke up. And so everything that Dante just said, I'm agreeing with. I just want to make sure that, boom, Essex County, not North. But yes, they did that. So what I'm saying is that since this is already happening, this is the benefits that we're getting because of this. And by benefits, I'm being funny, because no one's benefiting off of this play. If we're going to hear a super uproar from white people, black people, and brown people about the Voting Rights Act, we're asking the panel something. One of the people on the panel, me, Nassor, I'm just saying, hey, this is what I believe. I understand that it's not in reality because it's not in play. But the reason why it's not reality is because it's not in play. They should put it in play. Dismantle the Electoral College. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Maybe we need this for, you know, you want people to just see two sides of stories, and I'm cool with that. I just personally believe that sometimes in life, if you're going to be the race, and I'm talking about white people, the race that wants to say, I want to make these changes, we want to be more apologetic, we got to speak about the bruises, then you have to do what they call the amendment. No, it's not the amendment. Is that the change? Just a modification. The modification of the amendments. I apologize. You got to modify this stuff. And that's why I'm just saying one modification, you know, whether it's realistic or not, I would love for it to be realistic, because the government can make it realistic if they just dismantle this. Because that's how you give every, in my opinion, that's how you just give everyone a chance to really have a vote for who they love, who they like. That's all. I wouldn't mind seeing a Mexican-American become president. I wouldn't mind seeing a female black woman become president. But we can't get those great choices, those great options, if we're trapped in this system that we do right now. Because like you said, they don't want black people to vote. Guess what I know about black people, bro? They don't want to vote. It's like, yo, like, okay, we're about to meet in the middle. We're about to meet in the middle. Because we got black folks that's saying, I don't want to do that anyway. And then we got some black folks to be like, well, in order for us to, we got to fight and kind of like not vote. So, and white people like this. Got them. And that's just where I'm at with everything. You know what I mean? So I apologize if I don't know if I sound like I'm for a fight or not for a fight, whatever the case may be. I just want.
I'm not disagreeing because of the point. I'm disagreeing because the initial point of destroy the Electoral College as the answer isn't even an answer for what's happening as to why, because that actually destroying the Electoral College hurts them, and they're not going to do what's going to hurt them. They control everything now. And this is just a play. Like, let me look this up right quick. I saw this and I didn't have time to look it up.
I want to ask you something, Dante. You ever seen House of Cards? You ever seen like the last season of House of Cards? The last season where it was this new Republican that was on the scene. He was running for president. Wow. God, this guy that was getting in trouble. He's a great actor too. But you know what I'm talking about. Forgot, wait, what's that white dude name? That's in. He's an American Beauty. Kevin Spacey, that guy.
Kevin Spacey.
He
yes.
plays the Democratic president. Long story short, they did something in the show that isn't done in America. Y'all want to know what it was? It was a tie. The vote. First of all, the way they made the scene was voter suppression was happening, but people whoever came out to vote. What happened was that they that it turned into a tie. So now we got to go through what the American system does when this happens. Something that we never, like, I never had that in my lifetime. I ever went through that in a lifetime? Like, where there was a tie in the American presidency? We never even lived that. So the way I look at that when you say it is, there's some things that we don't even know what would happen because we never gone through it yet. I've never saw a president quit on the job before, but if you lived in the 60s, you saw Richard Nixon do that in real time. That's all I'm saying. Like, I think that some things we don't believe to happen, believe those things can happen because we never saw it happen. And I guess that's just how I look at life. Is that doesn't mean that it can't happen. They just don't want it to happen, like you said. But This, in my opinion, it is the answer. I know that you're right in your point of they will never do that. But then we can't even worry about the day where we're going to get real equality here. Cause they when you showed me the clip about the U.S. not want to take responsibility and say that we're not even going to say that we did this. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I mean it was like that. You're like that's a slap in the face. So you're never going to admit that. Germany didn't admit their crimes. You can't admit this? We ain't even say he was Hitler. Jesus Christ. You can't admit this? That's sad. That's all. I mean, that's just, and I guess that's where my mindset is at. You know what I mean?
But I saw a particular rumor online that was saying that the main writer, the main writer of Project 2025 had a PhD in African American studies, and that is a lie. So before I was going to go to that point, but I'm like, let me fact check this before I get up here and say some things that are not actually true. He has a PhD in American studies, and he did a dissertation on enslaved people, slaves in Louisiana. But yes, I understand the point that you're making. I'm just disagreeing with there is the details that was just structurally wrong. Like, no, that's actually the opposite. I get what you're trying to say, but structurally, particularly the Electoral College, like, nah, that's backwards that they wouldn't want. But in an ideal society, absolutely. Absolutely. We would have our reparations. America would take accountability for what they've done and did what they pressured Germany to do, which is hilarious. And then everything would be great, but it's not. And it's not looking to go in that direction anytime soon because Project 2025 is in full effect right now. And they are in the process of making America great again because they want it to be pre-civil rights, and we will not see. You can mark my words saying this. This is something I've definitely put my name on. We will not see more black congressmen and women. We won't see more. We will see a significant drop in black representation in the Congress, in the House, in the Senate. We won't see that Mexican woman president. We won't see that black president anymore. We won't see that. We won't see that. And this is just all a play for them to try to cause and push things back as much as they absolutely positively can before they have to get out that office. And while they have control of everything right now, they have very little resistance. So let's do it. Let's do it. So all that to be said, man, listen, we appreciate y'all checking us out, man. Listen, we back up in this thing, man. We are back. So y'all know what to do. If y'all, if y'all rock with it, if you have a take, an opinion, you agree, you disagree with any part of this show, call us and talk about it. Our number is 919-283-9145. Again, 919-283-9145. If you have a criticism, if you have a question, if you have an opinion, whatever the case may be, drop us a message and we'll absolutely play it for the next episode and we'll address you. You can leave your name if you want to. If not, it's all good. Either way, we will address your contribution on the next upcoming episode of the Talk My Credo podcast. So, P. Shaw, if you don't mind, could you go ahead and Benedict us out of here? Man, I don't even know if that's the right way to say it. Like, I ain't been to church in a minute. Can you Benedict us out of here? Yeah.
Can you give us a benediction?
Can you give the benediction? Lord, Bishop Summerfield would be so ashamed of me. I'm so sorry, Bishop. I'm so sorry, Bishop.
I think KT is ashamed of you.
Yeah, well, she's always ashamed of me. It's okay.
All right, so look, y'all heard what Dante said, man. You heard everything that was said. But, you know, at the end of the day, he said, we can't move forward without understanding what's behind us. Isaiah 43:19, it says, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. But people forget that part when it says, see, I'm doing a new thing. So moving past your past requires letting go, you know, and becoming who you are, focusing on the present to build a new future. But it's something that I've seen. It says, leave who you were, love who you are, and look forward to the person that you'll become. Mm. So, you know, just a little bit of encouragement for those people who feel like their past is holding them back. They feel like they got their foot in the mud and they just can't seem to be moving. Look, as long as you're making progress, you're advancing, and I think you're going to be victorious as long as you never stop moving. So just keep it moving. But anyway, this is Talk My Credo podcast, man. I'm P. Shaw. That's D. The Gray. That's Nasu Naru, the pilot. That is KT. Shouts out to Keys in her moo-moo sleep.
In her moo-moo.
That's Dante Credo. He's the general, man. Look, man, we all Talk My Credo podcast, man. You know what to do. Stay fly. Stay blessed.
The Talk My Credo podcast, hosted by Dante Credo. Dope discussions on society and culture.
Find us on all streaming platforms.
Oh, yeah. Happening on social media.
And subscribe to us on YouTube at Talk My Credo.